Hey everybody, what happened here? Hey everybody, welcome to another show, another segment, Tony's show. We are going to be in multi-dimensional realms today. You have no idea what we're going to be into today. I'm going to give you a head start. I'm going to show you the future. No, I'm not some kind of time traveler or anything like that. I just want to get that straight. You know, I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. But I'm going to give you a heads up on the future. Because, see, we're always playing kiss ass. What I mean by that is the global elites usually get a head start on all of us. And then we got to play catch up and try to decipher and determine and discern what's going on. And because most people don't know how to connect the dots or don't even bother looking at connecting the dots or even looking at what's really going on. It just basically, because you're, and part of that, not to fault people completely, but part of that is because we have been so conditioned just to accept stuff without any, because it's done in such a seductive way, the way things are presented, with eloquent speech and proper language and, you know, coordinating the word craft so that it sounds like you have somebody of some high level of intellect and that can correlate and relate to you in ways and means to put you to sleep while they're talking. They will say things to you and then you hear what they're saying. But it's almost as if they put you in a hypnotic state, so you hear it and do nothing about it. And this is how, yeah, it's part of the mind control and head game that they play with us. So, I can speak eloquently. I can, to a point. I don't really like speaking eloquently. I'd rather speak very straight out. It's easier. People understand what you say. Tell somebody, you know, to FRO. They know what you mean. Maybe not. I use the terminology on one of my emails. Guy asked me a question. I said, thing does SFA. He wrote me back, what does SFA mean? So I wrote it down for him what it means. And then he wrote down afterwards, he says, does this mean that it doesn't do anything? I said, okay, where have you been? See, sometimes God surprises me with people like this. What does that mean? If you're Canadian, you know what it means. If you're salt of the earth, you know what it means. So apparently, you know, it's one of those things that I guess I have to really elaborate on. When this guy says, well, does that really mean it doesn't work, or what does that really mean? Okay, anyhow. So when we hear the speeches, they put us to sleep. Now, everybody is worried about 5G. 5G is a done deal. People will say, well, they're fighting this and they're fighting that. Yay, you're fighting it. I'm glad. I'm glad you are doing something in a measure to oppose something, but it's already in. It's already in. And I'll tell you why it's already in. Because if you go look at the videos I just will post tonight on the links, you're going to find that 7G right now is being developed in India. And 6G, it's already being, again, developed in China. Okay, 7G. And when you watch the video, it's going to alarm the hell out of you because 7G is you. You don't need a tower. You don't need an antenna. You are it. You are the total transceiver. We're going there now because you got so much nanobiology in you and nanobiotech in you that they can now fine-tune you like your cell phone. That's where we're going. See, India's got a 1.5 to 1.7 billion population. They got more people than China right now. And I said that I had a feeling that they're going to probably be the next one that they're going to target. Wait and see. Could be wrong. Wait and see. Point I'm trying to get here is this. Okay. You got to quit getting stuck. We are not going to ever stop being in a state of war. Okay. There is no discharge from war. That's what the Bible says. You go look it up in the Ecclesiastes. There's no discharge from war. We are in a shithole planet. And this planet has been assaulting us since the day we broke open our mother's womb and entered into this shithole dimension. It's what it is, a shithole dimension. And it has been by design, okay, to take you out. This is one demonically possessed planet, okay? And every life that comes into this planet has been orchestrated to become possessed, controlled, and consumed. And the way the game is played is we'll give you a little candy. We'll give you something sweet to chew on. We'll give you a little toy to play with. We will entertain you. We will distract you. While this is going on, we will feed on you. We will drain you dry. We will make you do things that will harness energy for our consumption. That's what we're living in. Some of you are saying, well, that sounds a little bit brash and harsh. That's the reality. Why are we aging? Why are we aging? God designed us so that we would regenerate every 7 years. If that's the case, we shouldn't die. Yet here we are dying. And we're dying some of the most horrific deaths imaginable. Imagine this, that we have a cure for every disease known to mankind. Imagine that God has put on this shithole a means for mankind to be able to defend itself and sustain its vitality. Imagine that. Imagine that this is all there, available to us by the design, by the Creator, by God Himself. And then imagine, I said this in one of my videos, God giveth, but the medical field takes it away. Now imagine that the high priest of the Satanic Order, have hidden that which would sustain and keep us vital and healthy. Imagine that. Now, I was thinking today about science. And I was thinking about today's sciences in the technocracy region. Nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, voice to skull, frequencies, telecommunications, artificial intelligence, symbiotic intelligence, all these different things. And all the things that are coming and manifesting into the earth today, how it's literally being shifted, not through a Mandela effect, but through an AI effect, being controlled by entities that have power over the artificial intelligence. Now, put on a video today, another one, they talk about 5, 6, and 7G and something about a temple. A lot of good information in there, and they point out how the frequencies and the technology is all demonic. And I looked at that, and normally, because I've got one of these kind of scientific minds, I'm not ready to jump the gun on something spiritual. I sometimes think the spiritual thing to jump on is way, way too quick sometimes. Everyone jumped on the Mandela effect. I didn't think that was accurate, and then I found out it wasn't. But when I saw this with the demonic access through frequencies, I said, you know what? That's dead on. That is so dead on. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. Powers and principalities. That's what the Bible says. Now, whether you believe in that or not, that's your affair, but I do. And I don't care if you do or you don't. How does that grab you? But the point I'm trying to get here is this. The powers and principalities that are here today, the high priests, the scientific community that's out there violating mankind and poisoning mankind with the most disastrous diseases that one could create out of a lab. Bill Gates, with his programming language of computers, using artificial intelligence and nanotechnology or nanobiology to produce pathologies that would not normally occur in the reality of this planet. This is being created. Okay? This is a violation of God's creation, God's intention, and God's allowance for us to sustain our health and to be healthy. These perpetrators of the satanic order, that's what they are, okay, are again initiating to everybody death. And it's up to us to say no to death. You know, Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Now, there seems to be a contradiction there, don't you think? He come to give us life and have it abundantly, and the perpetrators of the satanic order want to see you die. Or death doesn't mean dying is exactly. It could mean extreme suffering, excruciating pain, you know, a corruption of health. We need to start thinking in terms like this. The scientific community today that's in the technocracies that are out there today creating an artificial intelligence to further integrate artificial intelligence into the network, incorporating a better network for the artificial intelligence to incorporate into, and then essentially artificial intelligence or the demonic frequencies that are floating around to completely take us out. That's where this is going. We, Brian396 and myself, started on a quest, I guess you could call it that. I know at the time I don't think we were looking at it as a quest. We still really don't. We're looking at it as research and development, but it seemed like a quest to get this information out to the general population so that everybody could understand that we're dealing with a synthetic biology, a technology that incorporates DNA and other biological functions of our systems and can overwrite and literally alter everything about us. We've heard about transhumanism, and so we look at transhumanism as some kind of, you know, biomechanical or bio-integration with technology. This is demonic as it can get. Yeah, this is totally demonic. A complete taking over of mankind. And then the diminishing or demeaning of men in general. Turning men into feminized its. And then if you say something about that, oh, heaven forbid. But the priests, the high priests of the satanic order, are basically calling the shots, and nobody is opposing them. And you know why? Years ago, 20, 30 years, 40, 50 years ago, they could never have gotten away with this. 50 years ago, I remember I had uncles that worked for the automotive industry. And the automotive industry at the time was working their workers to death, literally. And they got fed up with it. They got fed up working for nominal wages, long hours, and very little compensation. So they decided that they were going to oppose the machine, oppose the entity that had power over them. And they won. They won for about 20 years. They won. The benefits that are occurring today to the auto worker that exists today in the current times is a direct result of the fight that was fought back in the 60s and the 50s and the 70s, which today the auto worker is losing those very benefits because the auto workers today are not willing to fight for what is rightly theirs. This same application applies to us. We are allowing these technocratic high priests of the demonic order, or satanic order, to violate us on every chance and opportunity they can get. And they've even moved the political spectrum against us. Now, the thing about politics and the thing about religion is that the political representatives are servants of the system. They're servants of the people. Just like the ministers that represent God in any way, shape, or form are ministers of the people. They're to help guide the people correctly in the ways of God. The politicians are to help guide the people in the way to keep civil order and prosperity in a country, and to help provide a defense for a country so that it doesn't get invaded. We have been invaded already by the very people that are supposed to lead and guide us in godly ways and lead and guide us in the political proper political perspectives. They are assaulting us. They are misleading us, giving us bad doctrine, bad teachings, a lot of bullshit all the way around. This is why nobody goes to church. This is why nobody hardly can acknowledge that there is a living God. Because we have had the shepherds, if you will, turn away the people. And the same shepherds in the political spectrum have done the same thing, and on top of that are violating life for people, for the people. Concepts here about technology and nanobiology and any kind of frequency technology that we're dealing with today is extremely dangerous and can alter anybody on any given day. You have enough nanotechnology, nanobiology, nanobiotech, synthetic biology like XNA and other things inside of you right now that you can be targeted. And I said this in the last video with your cell phone. The cell phone can now activate a disease inside your body. What we're seeing right now with China is this technology in action. Someone sent me a video, and I posted in the links as well, of the papilloma virus. The papilloma virus is nanotechnology. And I got news for you too about the carnivirus. I'd have a picture of this thing. I took one look at it and said, you've got to be kidding me. It's all synthetic. It's nanotechnology. You can see the fullerenes building from the ground up. You can see the quantum dots in the middle of the section. You can see them linking up. And you can see the dust particulates in the environment there for it having to utilize in order to build and its constructs. Pay attention. Pay attention. Don't just follow these guys who are saying this is biology. Bullshit. It's not just biology anymore. It's nanobiology. They are engineered nanomaterials. Engineered nanobiology. Nanotechnology, anything that has to do with nano, can alter any physiological structure out there. Whether it's carbon-based, protein-based, lipid-based, any kind of base. It alters everything. And when it's combined with other components, it too can affect based on what it's combined with. Carbon nanotubes, carbon-C60, you'd have to be a bloody idiot to even fool with this stuff. Because the interesting thing about carbon-C60 and our other carbon nanotechnology is when it combines with other things and you've got a lot of shit inside of all of you, it then can create a huge alteration on its environment. Whether it be aquatic environment, whether it become land-based environment, whether it become airborne environment, it affects everything. They have taken our biology and how carbons work inside of us, how sugars work inside of us, how proteins work inside of us, how lipids work inside of us, how amino acids work inside of us. And they have combined these things with other elements to see what they can do outside of our bodies and the reactions that they cause. Then they fine-tune it and tweak it up. And then decide to conduct an experiment. So the high priest of the mnemonic order decides to release this experiment on the general population. Now, while everyone is looking at China, saying, oh, and they're broadcasting this, oh, 60% of the population is going to have the coronavirus, and oh, they're going to die, oh, they're going to die, they're going to die, oh, we're going to come up with a vaccine, oh, we're going to vaccinate you, blah, 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 blah. Again, this is the rhetoric, this is the fear-mongering, this is the manipulation, this is the brainwashing. When they're saying 60% of the population is going to be infected by the coronavirus, that's telling you that 60% of the population is already loaded with some kind of nano programming for this to become active. Doesn't mean the other 40% doesn't have any nano. It's just saying that the 60% that do have the specific program, it's already embedded in the people. My thoughts going to be that it's going to hit the Middle East and the Asian area and possibly the Baltic region. Possibly. That's where it'll be first initiated. You got to see how the experiment goes. Maybe it might go the other way. It might go Asia, Middle East, and maybe Africa. You got way too many Africans. You got too many people with color. Got to get rid of them. Way too many. Got to get rid of them. Got way too many people from the Middle East. Got to get rid of them too. Got way too many Asians. Got to get rid of them. We got to take everybody out. The high priests, the satanic order, the scientists. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine the scientific community today spending this much time in designing ways to create death? This is a offering to their God, if you will. God of death. Let's see how we can give him a better offering. And as long as you stay blissfully ignorant of this reality, you're part of that sacrifice. You're part of that plan to be taken out. Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. My people perish for a lack of wisdom. Above all else, get wisdom. It's what it says. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Fear means a healthy respect. Keep saying, everybody, if God ain't in the equation, you've got nothing. All you got then is the high priest of the demonic order, because they have taken science, which really there's no evil in science in itself. But when you take the understanding that you get and how creation works and how God designed things, and then you contort that, you violate that, you corrupt it, that's when it becomes a problem. Because the design and the intent that God has made for all of us was that we would live and have a life and be able to evolve and become like him. Instead, we're dealing with these redundancies, this constant recycling of this earth and us and everything else, and how we have constantly faced the same issues time after time after time. And the interesting thing is, every time we have faced these same issues time after time after time, that history was buried. More and more things are coming out indicating that we have been here before. Biblically, when you're talking about some of the historical events that happened in Genesis with Nimrod and Noah, we're descendants of Noah. When you look about Nimrod and what he had done, you can see the technology that was already there taking over, mind control technology. See, we read the Bible as some kind of story or some kind of history or some kind of religious mumbo jumbo, but when you read it and you compare what is being said to what's going on, it's almost as if they were having some kind of data transfer in their minds, because they were just following a directive. Everyone knew what to do. That's mind control. Guess what? That's going on today too. You can't put your cell phone down, can you? Now imagine 7G. Let's go back to 7G. 7G, you won't even need a cell phone. Imagine somebody ringing you to communicate with you. And all you do, might have to do is touch your temple and start talking. But it's just the person was there. You might even see a hologram right in front of you, because it's all being transmitted through you. Imagine that. They're talking the possibility in India there. 7G, 7G, not 5G. And the 5G thing that we're seeing, look around you. We already got 5G. See anybody dropping dead? See any viruses being enacted? You see any kind of issues going on like we're seeing in China? No. People are being affected by it. Their DNA is being broken. The chromosomes are being broken by it, for sure. Data transfer is going on through this 5G means and ends. This is happening, for sure. But activating or creating a designer disease with frequencies, that's something else. Now, where do they get this material to do this? How does that work? Where would that come from? Well, I put another article in there about how the military weaponizes genetically engineered food, genetically modified food. And by inducing into the food supply, into the vegan food, vegan, eat, watch us turn you into a pile of mush. Dun, 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 dun. When they integrate their program into the plants that they're selling, rice, corn, wheat, whatever, barley, oat, any grain. Someone wrote me an article the other day, said, well, you know, we've got these people eating grains and not having this effect, blah, blah, blah. I said to them, perhaps you've not got all that we got going on here, but all grains have been genetically engineered, period. And if anybody thinks that you can eat any kind of grain today and not suffer the consequences of eating the grain, that is basically a bunch of bunk. The GMO pollen, if you got any kind of genetically modified food growers or genetically engineered food growers, that pollen transfers at 40 miles a day north, south, east, west, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. There is no way you would not be able to have a contaminated food supply. And you may not see a consequence now with it, but you will see it later. After many years of consuming these things, and now it's not even taking that long, I've got people now not even able to eat anything because of this genetic engineering of the food, including the iCorn and anything else that's out there. I've had people I've had people from Canada go to Italy eating the iCorn wheat, come back here, and they're just about damn near died under 3 months in the hospital. So I know what I'm talking about when I say what I'm saying. We are looking at a global war using not bombs, not missiles, not bullets, technology. Genetically engineering warfare. Nano engineering warfare. Frequency engineering warfare. Using artificial intelligence to engineer a warfare. You got bots and things that go out in the field now and kill you without any program operator except for the artificial intelligence. We got artificial intelligence now creating designer drugs for people. Now we got a machine that can make a more effective designer drug to kill you. But let's say I do not want to kill you. Not yet, anyway. But I want to use you. I want to use you or your culture or your community or your city, town, state, or province or territory. So now I will have a free vaccination program. Come on in, get your flu shot. Come on in, it's free. It'll protect you. Yeah, you'll feel a little sick at first, but you'll get over it. Your immune system will kick in, and now you'll have the flu antigen ready to fight off any kind of flu. Come on in, get your shot. Then you go to the grocery store, and we got corn on sale. 12 cobs of corn for a dollar. Come and buy your corn. Get it in. You eat up. Oh, we have bread on sale today. Oh, we got the wheat bread. We got the barley. We got the oat. We got the rye. We got the sorghum. We got it all on sale. We got the multi-grain, 12 grain, blah, blah. We even got soy protein in the bread. Yes, come on in, buy it, eat it. So now you're consuming the genetically engineered weapon. You have now taken the engineered nanomaterial that's been injected into your body. And now you have a cell phone. Ho, ho, ho. Cell phone now is directly connected to your biometrics. It is now reading your genetic code. It is now reading your DNA. Oh, it is now reading the genetics in the body. This information now is going up into the cloud, which is now being transferred into the artificial intelligence. Now has a data record of what you've got inside of you. Somebody decides, hey, maybe we need to experiment on this group over here. Look, they've all got this genetic or this gene inside of them. Oh, they've got this DNA going on. Oh, look, they've got this engineered nanomaterial that we can now access and turn on a pathogen, or turn on a construct of a pathogen, or we can turn on a mimetic. See how this works. 7G is the... You are it. You're the phone. You're the monitor. You're the television. You're the radio. You're the game. You're it. Chances are, by the time 7G is full on, most will be connected to a neural link like Elon Musk wants you to do. This way you're all connected to artificial intelligence. Welcome to the days of Nimrod. We're right back to that shit again. I sometimes get beside myself on that one. I am so impressed that we have been so gullibly duped to be put in this position again. It took an act of God the first time, and I'm going to tell you something else. It's going to take an act of God this time as well. You know, Jesus said himself, and he didn't come back, no flesh would be saved. Nothing. Now you can see why he said it. And he also states that when he comes back, will he find faith on earth? That's implying two things. That's implying that everyone's been completely assimilated, or everybody's dead. One or the other. Imagine that. Imagine that statement. Those two statements are so profound, I think about them constantly. When he comes back, is he going to find anybody here? You know, anybody with faith? Anybody that has a belief? And if he doesn't come back, nothing survives. Wow. That is mind-boggling. Something to consider. Something to consider. Because the way it's going right now, and the way it's heading, I was listening to a guy... made friends with a man in Israel. His name's Shai. We did a couple of interviews together. And so last night he sent me this interview he did with Ike. And he asked Ike, you know, how long do you think we got? Ike said 10 years. And Shai said, 10 years? Really? He says, you're optimistic. Spoken like a true Middle Easterner. Middle Easterner, Mediterraneans, we think a lot alike. I said the same thing. 10 years? Are you kidding? I don't even think we got 5 years, to be honest with you. So anyway, when they had the discussion, well, I could say, well, I'm trying to be optimistic here. He said, do you really believe we have 10 years? He said, no, but you know. Get prepared. Okay, you have to, and I know for some of you this may freak some of you out, and that's okay. If you're being freaked out, and this is making you a little bit afraid, it should. It would make any sane person a little bit, whoa, what the heck is going on here? You know, this is pretty heavy duty, and it is heavy duty. But in order for us to survive the onslaught of this technocracy and these priests of the demonics, these high priests of the demonic order, we have to understand the nature of what they're doing. We don't fully get it all either, but we're getting enough to know that the frequency is going to be a big player in corrupting the planet. And it's through the frequencies that demonics may actually move through the planet. This is why they're chemtrailing the skies. It's like a doorway opening for them, giving them access like a conduit to be able to go to and fro. AI can walk to and fro now. Artificial intelligence at one time was limited to electrical cable, to network cables, you know, through antennas, you know, that signal from one antenna to another. Now it has the blockchain, and now it has the chemtrails up in the sky. It can now move to and fro, back and forth, in and out. And artificial intelligence, I'm going to tell you what powers artificial intelligence. It's not electricity, it's not solar, it's not this, not that. It's information. And every time the numbskulls send their data up into the cloud, oh, I got my information up in the cloud. You're feeding artificial intelligence. Why not feed your computer, not an artificial construct? Why not feed your hard drives? Why not feed your desk drive? You know what gets me? A lot of things get me, I gotta tell you. I get, as I'm getting more ancient, I find I'm becoming more intolerant on certain things. Certain things you understand, and now you get it, where 20, 30 years ago you didn't get it. Now you get it, and so now you're a little bit more lenient and tolerant on certain things. You're a little bit more compassionate on a lot of things because you begin to realize that, you know what, we are in a big, big, big pile of doo-doo. But what gets me is this. When a new novelty comes along that's supposed to make your life easier. You ever notice this? Women were trapped in the house. Women were trapped in a home. They were trapped. Oh, they had to make babies, and it kept them trapped in the home. Yet when I look at the women back in the 1950s, I see more women walking around shopping and socializing and doing things than today. Someone might get a little upset what I'm saying, but follow what I'm saying here. When they made women's lives easier, they gave them washers and dryers, and they gave them this, and they gave them that, they also got the families in more debt. Then they offered the opportunities for women to make money, thinking if the women could make money, they could help the husbands pay off the debt. And it seemed to work for a while. There was this cooperative that was going on. And I'm not saying that the marriages were blissful back in the 50s or the 60s. They weren't. You know, marriage has always been a state of war, you know, to whatever level. You know, it always has been this conflicting thing because the way they designed marriage was a program. See, opposites don't attract, but that's what they got everybody doing. Oh, he's the opposite of me. She's the opposite of me. Oh, maybe I should get together with her. Maybe I should get together with him. And then what you wind up is with a disastrous relationship, or I wouldn't call it a relationship, basically, I guess, living together. Coexistence, that's the term. Coexistence. Escape me. You have this coexistence going on, and you have these battles, and then eventually you have this total erosion of a marital situation, again, which was done by the technocracies that were there at the time, or the corporocracies at the time, the high priest of the demonic order of government, destroying the family values, destroying the nucleus, and then taking over the children and brainwashing them with whatever nonsense that they're propagating today. To accept the religious doctrines of the high priest of the demonic order. Because that's where we're going, that's what's going on. These are all doctrinal aspects of the belief of Satanism. And so what's going on now is everyone now is basically being turned on and made, seduced to accept these as acceptable ways of thinking or believing or acknowledging that this is that things are okay, from homosexuality to transsexuality to whatever the next step, hermaphroditism, that's going to be the next big acceptance, the non-sexual creation or genetic creation by the demonics, the high priests of the technocratic demonic order. That's where it's going. Okay? And it's because we have been seduced, continually seduced since the 50s and 60s to keep on accepting some ideologies that have absolutely no bearing in reality. None. These sexual experiments have been going on with people to convert them and to divert them and to alter their human genome, or their, I shouldn't say their human genome, that's a bad choice of words, their genetic code, turning them from men to it, turning them from women to it. This is supposed to be acceptable. Not acceptable at all. The experiments that are doing to people should not be tolerated. The end result is you have an anomalous people now walking about who through no fault of their own, have been violated by the high priest of the technocratic order. And this is being again put in to subvert the species all the way around. All the way around. Normal sexual behavior is becoming unnatural. And even talks about that in Romans 1. And if anybody's ever read the Bible or read Romans 1, this is what we're seeing. And it actually describes it that way, that men would give up natural relationships with women for unnatural ones, and women would give up natural relationships with men for unnatural ones. Unnatural, it's what it calls it. Imagine that. Written in the Bible. Wow. Bible said that. Eventually, you might want to start stockpiling on some of the old King James versions, not the whatever nonsense. Because eventually, the Bible is going to be rewritten by artificial intelligence, and it's going to be done in a way where the doctrine and the religious order of the high priest of the technocratic system, or the demonic order, is going to have taken the Bible and have corrupted it. We already got some kind of teachings going on with the Baal teachings and Moses and some of the other stuff, and we got to really be careful on everything. And I don't care what your theme is. If they're going to be doing this to the believers in Jesus, imagine what they're going to do to other religions if they haven't already corrupted them. Imagine that. They got to get everybody into the New World Order under one religious system. And Jesus has no place in that system because, well, Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. Well, if he's saying that, and he's saying that's the way you got to go, he can show you where to go and how to get there. He's got it all. That's going to fly in the face of the high priest and their demonic order. That's the way it's going to go. You may or may not accept that either. You may or may not believe that. But the perspective I'm pointing out to you is this, that in every society that had any kind of concept of freedom, freedom to choose was a main theme in any democracy. The choices that you're going to have are going to be now all manipulated. That's the point. They're going to be all manipulated. Whatever you believe, if it doesn't correlate to the New World Order or the standard of the high priest of the demonic order, scientific community or the technocratic community, guess what? Your system and you have become a problem child. This is the interesting thing. If I say something about transsexuality and I say it's corrupt, it's wrong, it's a scientific violation of the DNA and the genetic code, I'm considered intolerable. I'm considered having an intolerance. Yet, if I say something about Jesus in any way, shape, or form, all of a sudden now I'm considered to be some kind of throwback and they are intolerant. Imagine that. The double standards that this demonic order has. So stand your ground. This is the only way you're ever really going to stop this, is by standing your ground. Some of us may die in this, but you know what? Stand your ground. That's the way it goes. The concept for anybody who's a believer in Jesus or in believer in God is that one day we will stand before Him, give an account, and one day we will be done with this shithole. And we'll have left for a far better place. We'll have been given a better body, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And if you understand that aspect of it, our flesh and our blood has been violated by demonic science. Genetically engineered foods, we're eating that. That doesn't work with us. There's no place in the kingdom of heaven for any kind of demonic anything. It'll be left behind. All of it will be left behind. Imagine that. So we'll have something better to go to. And that's how we've got to start thinking, because we don't think in those terms. The churches and the religions, I don't care what the religion is, whether it's a Hindu religion, Buddhist religion, Islamic, Judaic, Christian, Catholic, whatever, Native beliefs, it's all designed to, again, to keep us trapped down here and to live like sheep. Not to help us evolve a higher state in regarding to becoming more like God. Okay, we are not gods. I'm not a god. People keep saying sometimes to me this, and it drives me mental. I am not a god, period. I am a man in the body of flesh and blood, just like the rest of all of us. The only difference is that for me, I believe in God through Jesus. That's what I am. That's who I am. Nothing more, nothing less. That's the way it is. I know God. I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. That's the truest thing anybody will ever tell you. So we are supposed to become more like God, like our Father, as the biblical references refers to. But instead, the religions of today keep us trapped in this assembly of a circle, what I call the circle, the circle movement, walking in circles and going nowhere. Sort of like what the Hebrews did when they walked in a fractal for 40 years. A 40-year walk that could have taken 2 weeks to get there. But they didn't know where they were going. So anyway, that's my point. Hold your ground. Hold your ground. The principles that we were given in the past, we need to return back to those. Science needs to go back to the principles of putting God in the center of the equation. So the corrupting of the genetic code and the integrating of the genetic code with things that should not be integrated, they would stop this abominable practice of integrating these things that shouldn't be. That's the reality. Science in itself is not evil. It's not anti-God. In fact, most of the time, science actually proves there is a God. You know, some call God source, some God... God calls the supreme being, but nonetheless, the creator. We know there's a creator. Science has validated this. Even Stephen Hawking had changed his view on the perspective that there is a God. The order of the universe and the mathematics explained that there had to be something of some extreme intellect that would have been able to create all this. When we're looking at this as well, scientists have to become more godlike, godly, not godlike, but godlike in the sense that they are becoming, that they reflect God. That's when you're going to find the true science. That's when you're going to find the true understanding. And that's when we find that we can truly then be benefactors to mankind. Not this destructive, constant. Look at the air. This is the end result of the scientific community. We're going to block the sun? Are you kidding me? Blocking the sun? We need the sun. Look at all the nano that has come down from the sky. Billions of tons of nanoparticulates that have enveloped the planet. Has turned this planet into what? A potential firebomb? A nova? A conduit for what again? The dangers of what has been transpired upon the planet is just immeasurable, and it's going to take really the mind of God, literally in science, to be able to figure out how to clean all this shit up. Food supply. There's no reason in the world we need to genetically engineer the food. We've always had enough food on the planet to feed everybody with two meals a day. Globally, even at the population we have now. The fact is we waste more food. More food is thrown away, okay, because of profit than being distributed to places where it needs to go. Why is it that we're still, after 50, 60 years, seeing people in Africa starving? Is that a gimmick? Is that a showpiece so that we can throw money at a government so that it can buy guns and bullets to, again, wage war? Or are these people really starving and diseased like they are? If that's the case, and this is where the sin, if you will, is, that instead of having these foods being distributed, we're now going to go into those countries and grow genetically engineered or genetically designed foods to carry diseases. Or we're going to follow Bill Gates' concept about vaccinating people. He vaccinated one community in Africa, I forget where it was, and in 5 years there was not a soul left alive in that community because of his handiwork. Now this is a high priest of a demonic order if ever there was one. And why is this man given this much authority to destroy, genocide, a whole community? See, this is where we're not thinking either. Why would we be supporting Bill Gates or Microsoft or any of these technological companies buying their products so we can continue to sustain and support this effort of genocide or planetside that they're perpetrating? See, this is something this doesn't make sense to me either. So like I said, we need to reevaluate what we feel is ethical, moral, or, for lack of a better word, spiritually correct. And not be sucked in to the religion of the day. The scientists, the techno-scientists, the demonic, the high priest of the demonic order. Wow. Wasn't really going to get into that tonight. I just started talking about certain things, and I just seen so many things going on. And anyway, when we're looking at some of the stuff today on this, quantum dots inflaming the intestines, the interview with Shai and David Icke, engineered nanomaterials and their effect on the environment, 7G, 6G. This stuff is really heavy duty, I gotta tell you. And it's gonna freak some of you out, even those of you who are awake. And that's okay. Give yourself some chimes and catch your breath and catch your wind. But you have to recognize and understand this. They are playing for keeps. This is constantly being re-engineered and recycled over and over and over. This time it's going to be global. Before it used to be regional, now it's the whole planet. All for the marbles, this is what this is going for. The trial runs in the past, the historical past is now done and over with, and now we are in the big league. The planet is at stake, and so are you. Alrighty, what do I got here? This is where I'm at. I've lost where I'm at here. Aha, okay. Before I go, I want to let everybody know that we have people out there that are expounding on the truth, getting information out, and perhaps, you might want to share that data or share your support with them and share their data with everybody, you know. If you don't have financial support, I think that's okay too. That's no big deal. You know, one way or another, things happen. But if you don't have that financial support, see if you can share the data. Spread the information. Hey, man, you might want to check out this link. You might want to check out this site. You might want to check out what this guy's saying over here. Check out what this guy's saying. It would be very good if you did that so that everybody would, again, have access to the knowledge. But you got on there, you got Brian396, you got his two links or three links that he's got on the site there. You've got Aeromac, who's got his YouTube channel. You got Shai, who did the interview. He's got a Patreon, I believe. I don't know if Aeromac's got a Patreon or not. I know Brian was talking about putting one up. So again, check them out, help them out any way you can. You got my stuff as well. You got the augmented force site. Check out the the information there. It's all free. You got the BitChute channel, which basically is giving you all kinds of information in regarding to how to protect yourself against some of the frequencies. I've had a lot of people call me this week on that. So I'm directing everybody to these channels so they can at least start building these things they need to build. You got the YouTube channel, which also does all kinds, shows you all kinds of ways and means to help you find health and solutions and ideas and concepts that may help you. So feel free to download this data. Feel free to share this information. And again, if you need anything, there is a catalog link. Feel free to access the catalog link that's there. There's stuff that's there. There's tech stuff. There's old-fashioned remedies as well. There's books on DVD. There's books on flash drive. Check things out. Do what you can. And again, if you have no money, no worries. Share what you can. Help any way you can by sharing the information and, again, helping everybody out. Alrighty, I think we're there. Listen, you guys have a good weekend. I'm not one of these guys that get into any kind of mainstream holiday thing. I think every day is another day in paradise. I'm being facetious. So anyway, till the next segment, to your health. Take care.